Welcome to The Scoop, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. I hope everyone had a nice break. This is DJ Misty coming to you tonight for The Scoop. A lot has happened over the last, I say, 5-6 weeks, but we're only really concerned with what's happened over the last 2 weeks. So let's just get right to it. All right, in celebrity gossip, it seems that the ladies are just taking a day off. They seem to be a little too exhausted for that Hollywood life. It seems that Heather Locklear, 50, was taken to the hospital on January 12th. Well, it's reported that she was mixing prescription drugs and alcohol. And I guess it's kind of hard being an ex-Melrose Place star. Life is just not what it used to be anymore. Also, Arnie Hammer of Social Network and J. Edgar Hoover fame was caught in Texas when in possession of marijuana. So Arnie, your first mistake was being in Texas, and your second mistake was being in Texas. Katy Perry has been seen letting loose in Vegas while her separation from Russell Brand is still fresh. Actually, you know, they separated last month and he went his way and she went hers. It was a marriage meant for forever, as all Hollywood and reality show marriages are. Anyway, Russell Brand has already been seen dating other women, and Katy is putting him all behind her. So let's just see what happens. Taylor Swift was out in London this past week. She took a visit to the zoo, and she took time out to talk to fans. Also, paying tribute to the King of Pop this week was Justin Bieber. He was at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Las Vegas, and he was introduced by Paris Jackson, who has a bit of a crush on him. He performed Rockin' Robin. And then, it's been all over the news for the last week. We had such high hopes for her, because, you know, she was a cougar and she married a little cub. Demi Moore. Yes, Demi. I don't know what happened to you, sweetie. But anyway, Demi has had trouble. So where should we begin? Well, Demi is now in the hospital. She booked herself in earlier this week for exhaustion. And then there was a 911 call from her house, and it's kind of unclear if she made it to the hospital or not. And she was doing whippets and adrenal. And she blames all of this on, you know, bad times. But Demi has also been reported of starving herself and drinking energy drinks. So, you have all the money in the world. You had a 25-year-old stud on your arm. What did you have to be unhappy about? I'm not really sure. Anyway, the reason Ashton left her is because she was evidently a drunk. And, you know, people have been accounting that, you know, she doesn't eat, she has a loopy behavior, and her body is very anorexic thin. So Dr. Drew, to the rescue, thinks that he can help. But because of these troubles in Demi's life, she has dropped out of the Lovelace movie based on Linda Lovelace, the porn star, which Lindsay was supposed to be in, but... Well, we'll get to Lindsay in a moment. And Chloe Sevigny has been joining the cast, taking her place. So my heart goes out to you, Demi. It's a hard world. And once Hollywood is done with you, they spit you up and chew you out. One or the other. Anyway, you're just dust. After a certain age down there, if you're not Queen Bee, you'll never will be. And speaking of dust and chewing up and spitting out, Lindsay Lohan is now back in the headlines after keeping herself out of them for at least 2 weeks. She is going to be sued by a woman she hit last year in September. She hit a nanny as she was running a red light, supposedly trying to get away from a paparazzi photographer. But the paparazzi photographer witnessed the whole thing. And to his credit, you gotta love those guys, he decided not to get involved because he didn't know what was going to happen. But yet he was chasing her, which caused her to run the red light, which made her have the accident. Yet he didn't want to get involved. He's already involved. Anyway, we have Kirsten Dunst and Garrett Heldon. If you don't know who he is the guy from Tron Legacy. The couple are reportedly together. They were seen at Sundance, which is going on now until the 29th of the month. And they were seen hanging out, drinking, and flirting, and fondling each other, and kissing, you know, all the fun stuff that people like to do. And that was in preparation for her upcoming movie, The Bachelorette. Kirsten. Anyway. Blue Ivy, the daughter of JC and Beyonce, has a new godmother. And of course, who else would it be but Oprah? So congratulations, Blue Ivy. You never want for anything. Also, the halftime show coming up at Super Bowl is going to be hosted by Madonna and Cleo Green. So anyway, Madonna and Cleo Green will do a duet along with Will.i.am and I believe, I think it's just Will.i.am and Madonna and Cleo Green. So enjoy your halftime show. And the time is 10 after. And once again, you're listening to DJ Misty for The Scoop on radio.dominican.edu. And we're going to take a break and play some music.
Your love anymore.
Boomer has it.
it, he's the one I'm leaving you for.
And welcome back to The Scoop. Sorry for that trashy transition. But that was Adele's Rumor Has It. And welcome back. This is DJ Misty for The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu. And now we're going to move on to TV news. Yay, TV news. Okay, well, it's January, so a lot of shows left us last year because they didn't pan out well. And looks like this year, you know, it's going to be a slim renewal season. But it looks like, well, what has left us is Free Agents, The Playboy, Community is on the chopping block. It's not sure if it's coming back or not, but it's there. Prime Suspect, and this is the final season for Chuck. The Firm has been canceled, and Harry's Law has been canceled. So if you had any love for those shows, bid them a fair adieu. Also, what's coming back is Grimm, Parenthood, 30 Rock, Whitney, Parks and Recreations, Law and Order, SVU, Up All Night, Are You There, Chelsea, and The Office. So some shows are coming back, but some are leaving us. And then once again, we'll have to sit through a bunch of crap to see if it's going to stay or not. I don't tend to get into stuff until the second season. If it makes it past the first season, then it's got my vote. Otherwise, I can't be bothered. Over on the CBS front, we have A Gifted Man, gone. CSI New York. Okay, how many CSIs did we need? I'm only fond of the Vegas one. Blue Bloods is on the fence, but looks like it may be returning next September of 2012. How to Be a Gentleman. Well, this was a sad show. I think it only got 4 episodes, and it's gone. Unforgettable. And what's staying is The Good Wife, Hawaii Five-0. Oh, God, he's so cute in the beginning of that film. NCSI Los Angeles, Mike and Molly, How I Met Your Mother. NCIS Los L.A., Two Broke Girls, 2 1/2 Men. And still, at this time, there is no word on The Mentalist or Person of Interest. So there are some. ABC is still trying to figure out what they're doing, but I will get to some of them in a moment. So also, we have 2 mid-season things starting. On February 6th, NBC is going to do their version of Glee, but on a Broadway show, on a Broadway stage. So it's the making of a musical, from the talent to getting it on stage. Yeah, it's called Smash. So if you're really into Broadway musicals, this might be something of interest with you, you know, comedy, drama, music. You know, there's not enough shows like that already on TV, so maybe this has a chance. Also, ABC is doing a show called The River, which is a terrifying supernatural quest in an exotic heart of the darkness of the Amazon jungle. Well, this is not for the faint-hearted, they say, so we'll have to see. If it survives till, if it survives till April, it's got a chance. Also, Simon Cowell, who, you know, his American X Factor did not go over so well. And actually, I didn't really hear who won or what really happened. So that's a pure sign that it may not be back next year. Is joining up with Will Smith and Jada Smith to do a reality show to find the best DJs. Yay. Not like there's not enough of those shows out there. Anyway, look forward to that. That should be coming out next September. So, whoopee. Also, the Rosie O'Donnell talk show on the OWN network, in Oprah Winfrey network, is losing its is slipping in the ratings. And they have decided to put a new executive producer on the set. So hopefully she will help the show. Also, Colin Hanks, if you knew him, if you watched Dexter last season, he was one of the bad guys. He is going to be on Happy Endings on the Valentine episode, this Valentine's Day episode. And he is rumored to be funny and hysterical, and he's going to be playing himself. Also, Alan Ball of True Blood, 6 Feet Under, many, many other things, is creating a new series for HBO called Banshee. Banshee is about a master thief who assumes the identity of a sheriff in Banshee, Pennsylvania, where he continues his criminal activities even as he's being haunted by a shadowy gangster figure who he betrayed years earlier. So, sounds interesting. The premise sounds good. So, let's give it a shot. Also, the BBC series Sherlock has issued a warning to CBS Television because CBS Television is planning to do a modern-day adaptation of Sherlock Holmes' detective stories. The series is slated to be called Elementary. The British producers say that they are prepared to protect against any TV show that too closely resembles their own. So, it'll be a chance in hell if this ever gets off the ground. Yeah. BBC America is a big force to be reckoned with. So as I was saying, more canceled shows. It's just sad. What happens, what comes and goes. But we have Alan Gregory. Let's see. It canceled after one season, which basically was 12 episodes. Hung is ending after three seasons. The last episode was aired on 12/4/2011. Let's see. I'm in the Band. Ending after two seasons. Man Up will end on, well, ended 12/6. Chuck, ending after five seasons. The final episode will air on 1/27/2012. Desperate Housewife, is ending after eight seasons. The final episode is May 13th, 2012. Dragon Ball Z Ka, ending after one season. Oh, there wasn't much of a following for that one. January 1st. Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I guess he got tired of making over people's homes. After nine seasons, that's a lot of homes he made over. Is ending after, well, ended on 1/13/2012. The Wizards of Waverly Place, ending after four seasons. Well, you know, once Harry Potter left, those types of shows for kids, not so much interest. And Work It, which was supposed to be a takeoff on Bosom Buddies, is ending after two episodes. So that tells you a little something about that. And I feel sorry for those guys because they go on these auditions. They hope that they're going to have their big break. And it just doesn't happen. You know, we people who like to watch TV like stuff that's interesting and knowledgeable. And, you know, it's going to entertain us and keep us drawn back, like Revenge. So if you haven't checked out Revenge Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock, you don't know what you're missing. So that is another very, very good show. So anyway, it is now 7:25 on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Misty coming to you, and I'm going to come back after a break. So enjoy.
Ha ha ha.
And that was Poe with Another World. And for all you fans, Poe started out on college radio. So, and then she disappeared. But she's so good. And if you haven't heard her, I suggest you check her out. So now we are coming up to that lovely halftime part of the show where we must take a moment to look at the outside world and see what's going on. So now it's time for news break. Once again, thank you for joining me, DJ Misty, on The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu. So it seems that the American woman who was rescued by the U.S. Navy SEALs from the Somalia pirates arrived at a military base on the Italian island of Sicily for medical screenings and other evaluations before heading home. The U.S. defense official said that America Jessica Buchanan, 32, is meeting her family at a naval air station, which is the hub of the U.S. Navy air operations in the Mediterranean and hosts an Italian Air Force base. It is unclear which family members are there to meet her. Her father, John Buchanan, was still in Bedford, Vermont, Thursday afternoon. Also, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich sparred with Mitt Romney over immigration policies, race, and immigration policies race as tempers flared in the opening minutes of the CNN Republican Party Florida debate in Jacksonville. Gingrich charged Romney immigration policy would result in deportation of grandmothers who are in the country illegally. Romney has advocated for self-deportation, a policy that involves making economic conditions so difficult for undocumented workers that they choose to leave the country for better opportunities. Oh my God, that sounds awful. Neither one of these guys sound good, but, you know, it's just hard. And it's an election year, so get out there and vote. Also, building tensions between the U.S. and Egypt flared over Thursday when Cairo confirmed that it has barred at least a half dozen Americans from leaving the country. The Obama administration threatened explicitly to withhold its annual aid to the Egyptian military. The travel ban came to light on Thursday after an International Republican Institute, an American-backed democracy building group, disclosed that the Egyptian authorities had stopped its Egypt director, Sam Lefhoud, at a Cairo airport on Saturday before he could board a flight to Dubai. Mr. Lahoud is the son of Ray Lahoud, a Secretary of Transportation and a former Republican congressman from Illinois. He is one of the six Americans working for the Republican Institute, or its sister organization, the National Democratic Institute, whom Egypt has blocked from leaving as part of the politically charged criminal investigation into their activities. Well, that doesn't sound good. So I hope all that works out for them. And, oh my God, they mentioned Republicans several times in that, so that does not bode well. If any Republican ever got elected, he's going to have to bosh whatever that little trigger point is. And it's now 7:30. Once again, this is DJ Misty fumbling over her news stories, but I'll try to do better next time. I'm a little rusty. Anyway, it is, you're listening to me on radio.dominican.edu, and I am going to go right into movie news. So let's see, Sundance is up. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of movies for Sundance that happen, and, you know, it's just looking like it's going to be a great year for the indie films. So, we're going to get to that, but let's first get to some movie news. Let's see that Bradley Cooper, Zach, I'm going to ruin his name, so I'll just say Zach G, and Ed Helms are asking $15 million each to reprise their roles as the three guys from The Hangover. So, in order to do Hangover 3, they are technically the main three. I don't understand why the main guy from the first one, wasn't part of the group of the second one. But that's, anyway, that's off topic. So, yes, they're asking for $15 million apiece. And that is going to be the biggest raise that any actor has gotten to do a, sequel to, well, actually it's a trilogy, for a trilogy. Considering that they each made $1 million each for the first two. So they're doing really well. Also, we have box office news from overseas. It seems that Sherlock Holmes is doing really well. And for a movie that got mediocre reviews, it seems to be taking off elsewhere. So that is a very good thing. And it seems that Underworld is doing really well in Russia. It opened in 36 markets and grossed $15 million. A big chunk of that came in Russia, where the movie took first place at $5.8 million. This is to show that there's great strides happening in Russia and that Russia is now the marketplace to start airing films. It's also the marketplace where films get pirated. But, you know, we won't be able to stop that for a while. And that's okay because, you know, Hollywood makes enough. And it's not our fault that they make flops and then expect us to pay for it if we choose. I'm not saying we do, but if we choose to find it elsewhere. And also, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo held itself at $15 million in France and is also trying to reach a grand total of $700 million, but it's not going to happen. So, you know, I don't know why they did a remake anyway, but hey. And even though it doesn't come out here, I believe, until tomorrow or maybe next week, I have to check on that. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, has already opened overseas and has already made $8.2 million. So most movies who go overseas, they tend to make more money. And if they don't make money, then they tend to come here and just go straight to DVD. Because at that point, it is kind of an embarrassment to the actor who starred in them. So, as I said before, we have some films that are being picked up from Sundance. IFC Films acquired Josh Rayner's Liberal Arts. And they also purchased The Pact by director Nicholas McCarthy. And The Pact is a short done by McCarthy many years ago, which is now being updated, about a haunted house tale of a young girl who returns home to attend her much despised mother's funeral. And of course, for all you fans, Casper Van Dien is in it, so it can't be that bad. Also, IFC is in final negotiations to acquire Antonio Campos' Simon Killer. Simon Killer stars Brady Corbett as a heartbroken American college student who visits Paris after breaking up with his girlfriend. He falls quickly in love with a young prostitute, but that might not be enough to settle his personal issues. Sundance has also selected the rights to David France's documentary, How to Survive a Plague. The film follows a group of mostly HIV-positive young men and women who took on Washington through two coalitions, ACT UP and TAG, Treatment Action Group. And their activism turned AIDS from a death sentence into a manageable condition. So look for that in a theater near you soon. Also, many people were just disgusted by Tim and Eric's billion-dollar movie. Although it was supposed to be funny as well as vulgar, everyone walked out and no one made it through the whole film. So these guys are kind of happy about it and kind of, well, okay. The movie is about, it's the surreal to say the least. The story follows Tim and Eric after they lose $1 billion on a movie starring a Johnny Depp lookalike. And then they have to take over an apocalyptic shopping mall full of hobos, wolves, and losers to earn back the money. One couple stormed out, and as they stormed out, as I said, they hollered back at the screen. So as far as their viewership at Sundance, it was very few. And let's see. Also, the nominations for the Academy Awards came out this weekend. And for all of you fans, There was some good stuff and there was some bad stuff. So I'm just going to read you the top five good categories. If you haven't read them, good. But if you have and you're just like repeating, still hang on anyway. For Best Picture, we have The Help, Moneyball, War Horse, Midnight in Paris, which is a great movie, Hugo, The Descendants, The Tree of Light, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, and The Artist. For Best Director, Woody Allen for Midnight in Paris, Martin Scorsese for Hugo, Alexander Payne for The Descendants, Terrence Malick for The Tree of Life, and Michael, and I don't want to ruin his last name, for The Artist. And for Best Actor, we have Brad Pitt for Moneyball, George Clooney for The Descendants, Gary Oldman for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, Jean Dujardin for The Artist, and Dean Baker for A Better Life. And for Best Actress, we have Viola Davis for The Help, Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. Her performance was good, but her makeup was better. Michelle Williams for My Week at Marilyn, and Glenn Close for Albert Nobbs, which, anyway, women will only get an Oscar if they dress up like a man or put a lot of makeup on and really disfigure themselves. The Academy seems to really love that. So I think Glenn has it in for this. But Meryl Streep as a aging Margaret Thatcher might do the same. So we'll see. For Best Supporting Actor, we have Jonah Hill for Moneyball, Nick Nolte for Warrior, Max von Sydow, I love to say his name, for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Kenneth Branagh for My Week with Marilyn, and Christopher Plummer for Beginners. And for Best Supporting Actress, we have Jessica Chastain for The Help, Octavia Spencer, The Help, Melissa McCarthy, Bridesmaids, Benicio Buñuel, The Artist, and Janet McIntyre, Albert Nobbs. So, the Academy Awards come out, and we will see who wins next month. And there was a lot of snubs. Leonardo DiCaprio was snubbed for J. Edgar Hoover. 50-50 was snubbed for Best Screenplay and Best Movie. That was a really good movie, so it didn't get anything. And I have to admit, I was expecting a lot more for Harry Potter. Even though it is a kid's movie, those kids dedicated 10 years of their life to grow up on stage, to grow up on the screen. And like Lord of the Rings, granted it wasn't as grand as that on some scale, it still was worth having at least a Best Picture nod. Just as a culmination for all of the stuff that, you know, those guys went through. So anyway, that's my two cents, and we are going to take a short break, but we will be back. Once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu for The Scoop, and I am going to put a spell on you.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
And welcome back. That was Nina Simone with I Put a Spell on You. And once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And if you've noticed, going back to TV, that some of your shows aren't on yet, well, don't fear. Next month, we have everything coming back and in all of its full glory, like The Vampire Diaries. Thursdays at 8 p.m. on the CW. It will start to air again on February 2nd, and it should be really good. They're going to have to sit down with Klaus and figure out what he wants and what he's going to do. And for all you Courtney Cox fans who were wondering what the hell happened to Cougar Town, well, Cougar Town is coming back. For how long, we're not sure. And I'm not even sure why it left, because I thoroughly enjoyed it and I thought it had great following. But it'll be back on February 14th. So you can see everyone down at the cul-de-sac in Florida then. And let's just hope that they stay. Now, we had some movies released over the weekend that did not fare so well. And Hollywood is trying to find the next leading lady in action films, because there's only so far have been one woman to do all three types of films and still can kick butt. And I'm talking about Angelina Jolie. And right now, she can take it. She can dish it out, but yet she can be a sincere woman who's lost her child or a woman who's trying to find her husband. She can do all ranges of acting. And Hollywood, in my opinion, only has one actress like that, and that is Angelina Jolie. So that's why they were trying to do Haywire. Now, Steven Soderbergh, you really should just stick to Ocean's 11 type movies and not do anything like this. Granted, Traffic was good. I give you that, but this just looks like crap. So I really think that you should just let that go. Also, we had Red Tails come out, and it actually did fairly well. George Lucas is trying to break away of the whole Star Wars genre. And, you know, he had one good thing, and he's letting it last. But, you know, it's just not going to be anything other than Star Wars for George. So we would just let that happen. So let's see. What do we have? We have the Super Bowl on February 5th. We have The Voice on February 5th, right after the Super Bowl. And then we have Smash. Why? And let's see. If you're a fan of Once Upon a Time, you will notice a new person joining the cast who will be playing Beauty from Beauty and the Beast, and it's going to be Emile de Riven from Lost. She was the one who was pregnant. I can't think of her character's name, but anyway, she was on the show. So, in theaters this week, we have The Gray, which is a movie starring Liam Neeson, Dermot Maloney. I just totally butchered his name, and I apologize, Dermot. But you guys probably know who he is. Dallas Roberts and Frank Grillo. In Alaska, an oil drilling team struggle to survive after a plane crash strands them in the wild. Hunting their humans are a pack of wolves who see them as intruders. Okay. Man versus the Element. We haven't seen that theme before, but hey, okay. Also, One for the Money. Unemployed and newly divorced Stephanie Plum lands a job at her cousin's bail bonds business, where her first assignment is to put her on the trail of a local cop who she has a romantic past with. Now, they don't have much hopes for this movie, because basically this is a great set of books, but, you know, they added TV personalities. And for something like this that you really want to continue on, you need to have at least one A-list celebrity that someone really wants to pay $6.50 to go and sit for 2 hours to watch. So they're not having high hopes on this. The role was first offered to Rachel McAdams and Emma Stone, but they turned it down. And Katherine Heigl got it instead. So, you know, this is what happens. But we'll see how it fares this weekend. Also, what's releasing this weekend into wider expansion, it came out last year, was We Need to Talk About Kevin, which is Tilda Swinton, J.C. Wiley. And this movie is about the mother of a teenage boy who went on a high school killing spree, and she tries to deal with the grief and feelings of responsibility of her child's action. So this is heavy. It opened last year in order to get it in for the Oscar race. Unfortunately, it didn't get anything. So now it's coming out in wider release. Definitely check that out. Albert Nobbs, once again, didn't open here, but it opened in limited release in Los Angeles, New York, last year, in order to once again to get its nomination in for Oscars. Most of those films have to be in by the 25th of December, if you did not know that. So that's why a lot of these films that you will notice on the Best Picture list are not in theaters, but yet they have been nominated. And that is because they opened in limited release, and it was before the 25th of December. This movie, Glenn Close plays a woman posing as a man in order to work and survive in 19th century Ireland. Some 30 years after donning men's clothing, she finds herself trapped in a prison of her own making. So basically, she likes being a man. So, let's see. The only thing that they say that's really good about this is Glenn Close as a man. So that doesn't really say much about the movie. In Darkness, also, once again, was released last year. It's now opening in a more of a wider expansion. And it is a dramatization of a man's rescue of Jewish refugees in a Nazi-occupied Polish city of Lviv. And this will be out once again this weekend and limited release again. So they're trying to find an audience for it. Excuse me. And if you're into something that's probably formula, you can go see Man on a Ledge. Yes. And it's with Sam Worthington, Elizabeth Banks, Jamie Bell. A police psychologist works to talk down an ex-con who is threatening to jump from a Manhattan hotel rooftop. The biggest diamond heist ever committed is in motion across the street. But he's trying to prove himself to be not guilty. So, you know, hopefully it has a little twist that'll make it different. But for right now, from what I see, it's just something of the same. Let's see, I'm not going to call this film an informal spinoff of Spike Lee's hit, Inside Man, but it gives you that feeling. Declaration of War, once again, is opening in limited release. Foreign film, when a young son of it is diagnosed with a brain tumor, young parents Romeo and Juliet unite to fight for his survival. So. And also, this looks kind of interesting, The Wicker Tree. Charmed by the residents of Treestock, Scotland, two young missionaries accept the invitation to participate in a local festival, fully unaware of the consequences of their decision. Now, if you ever saw Wicker Man, it's pretty much the same story. And that was it. So in theaters now, if none of those sounded good, you can go see Underworld Awakening. You know, the human forces discovery to exist in vampires and lichens, and they choose to eradicate them. But the vampire's warrioress, Selena, leads the battle against the humankind. All right. Red Tails, about the American pilots, the Chisigi training program, the African American pilots who fought during World War II. The battle scenes in the air are incredible. George does have a great love for World War II fights in the air. And he does the aerialmatic scenes perfect. But once they get on the ground, the story kind of you know, limbers here and there. But for the battle air battle scenes, George has that down. So you, if you want to check that out, check it out for that. Contraband, okay. Can Mark Wahlberg do anything other than play a thug? That's what I ask. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close is also out. So you can go check that out. Also, we have Haywire, which did not do so well because, first of all, who in the hell is the main woman? And I know she wants to be introduced to the world, but you don't give her a main role in a high-level movie with actors who... I mean, yes, Ewan McGregor, you cannot go wrong with Ewan McGregor, especially in a priest outfit, but still, you just can't. So this movie's going to tank, and I think it'll probably make at least 50, if even that. So that'll be interesting to see. And Beauty and the Beast in 3D, you know, that should be interesting. If you haven't seen it, I wonder how the 3D would be. But anyway, how many more times is Disney going to make us shell out money to see its toys? Joyful Noise. we have Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which is all about Tom. And Sherlock Holmes Game of Shadows, which is actually very good. And The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the wrong remake. But anyway, you know, that happens. So once again, there you have it for what's happening in the theaters, what you might want to see, what you might not want to see, and choices that are there for you to just choose yourself. And wow, the time is... I rambled on, didn't I? I apologize. It's 7:52. So, okay, well, I'll just go into this and I'll misty you eyes out. In passing, welcome back. Welcome back, Carter star Robert Haggis, who was Juan Epstein, died. He was 60. He played on the show for all four seasons, and he suffered an apparent heart attack. Also, we lost Etta James this month. She died. American singer Etta James. Her variety of music spanned many genres, from blues, rhythm, rock and roll, soul, gospel, and, you know, everything in between. She was terminally ill with cancer, leukemia. Her only disappointment was that Beyonce sang At Last to President Obama when she couldn't, and she was pissed because that's her theme song, her title song, and Beyonce did not sing it the way she would have sang it. And also, Johnny Otis, American singer, musician, talent scout, disc jockey, composer, recording artist, record producer, you name it, he did it. He also passed away. At this time, there's no reason for his death. And Bob Anderson, English actor and fencer. Anderson's claim to fame was playing Darth Vader in all three Star Wars films. So he was Vader in Star Wars Episode 4, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. I should know that. I worked there. Anyway, he was one of the seven people to have played that character. So, you know, may he rest in peace, Darth Vader. And in wacky news, to send us up to the final times of my show, once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. I hope I didn't ramble on too much for you guys tonight. And I'm coming to you for the scoop. And my wacky news segment was that John Travolta had a vintage Mercedes that he loved. Well, it was stolen from his home in L.A. and found in an L.A. suburb in pieces. One piece here, one piece there. So whatever they did, they farmed that sucker out. It was a convertible 1970s Mercedes-Benz 280 SL. And he was visiting a Jaguar dealership in September when his car went missing because he drove that to the dealership. And by December, they found it. And all that was left was pretty much two hubcaps, a light, and two tires. So they found the culprits. Let's see. Michael Green, 58, and D.L. Rayford, 52, were taken into custody. And But John Travolta's car was left on the chopping blocks. So that is my show, folks. I hope you had a wonderful time with me, because I had a wonderful time with you. And this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And I just want to say welcome back to school. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope class is going great for you guys. And I hope you have all the courses you need, plus all the teachers you like. So with that, I will bid you adieu until next week. And I hope that, actually, I think I have time for two songs. So I'll play you out with two songs. Here's my first favorite one. That is one of my favorite songs. It's so French. So I want to give you a taste of that. But as I said, it is at the end of my show. And once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening. And I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye. And remember, play Misty for me.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leaving, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you realize how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I get misty and too much in love. never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty.
Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to